Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Overreact Jim's from the weekend, college and pro. Let's get this going. Dante Moore will win the Heisman Trophy. That was the best game I watched this weekend. That game delivered. You get an OT thriller. And Dante Moore, 3 touchdowns, no picks, on the road, whiteout winner, 14 touchdowns, 1 pick on the year. With the Mateer injury, John, it's his Heisman.
It's September. It's September Heisman talk, and I think there are 3 guys most likely in the mix. Dante Moore, certainly one of them. Fernando Mendoza for Indiana.
They'll go toe-to-toe this week.
Yeah, and that or might the following be week. The differentiator, like head-to-head. It'll be televised, too, so we know it'll matter.
That'd be good stuff.
But I think that it may just... Maybe the thing to say is the Heisman Trophy will be in the Big Ten this year because you got Fernando Mendoza, Dante Moore, Jeremiah Smith hasn't had a breakout start to the season, but as the season goes on and Julian Sayin gets a little bit more comfortable, you'll see bigger numbers by him as well. So I'm not ready to say it's going to go to Dante Moore yet.
This is not an overreaction. In fact, I said going into the Penn State game that he would officially become the Heisman favorite. He is now. I think he wins it, and I think Oregon probably is going undefeated.
Thanks, Kenny Maeda. It's time to move on from James Franklin. He's never going to win the big game. Any questions or doubt what's going to happen when they play Ohio State later this year or the first time they're an underdog in the college football playoff? I mean, cool. If this is all you want to be, keep James Franklin. I have a feeling that Penn State fans want a little more than this. That's a great crowd that left sad and let down again.
This is not an overreaction because he can't win the big game. He just simply can't. And we had the... I don't know, maybe it's the fortune of being in Penn State. It was a week or two after he signed his last deal. It was like a 10-year deal. It was unbelievable. And talking to some of the fans walking to the game, talking to the bus drivers as we were getting off the bus, they could not believe it. They were disappointed at that time. I know they're even more disappointed now.
I want to say it's not an overreaction, but I think it is an overreaction because I don't think it's going to happen. You know, it probably should. But I don't think they're going to buy him out. I was looking at something that says $56 million right to buy him out. I don't think they'll do it yet. I think they'll give him one more chance.
That game was so Franklin. They come back to tease their fan base, and then they've got Oregon on the ropes. They're gassed. Their defense is huffing and puffing. And what do they do in overtime? Throw the ball. And Drew Aller, by the way, is the perfect James Franklin quarterback. The guy 6'5", big arm, looks the part, and is awful in every big game they play. He is the perfect James Franklin quarterback.
So, it's time to move on. Yes, not an overreaction. Will they move on? That's a different question. I don't think they will either. And the question that follows that is, if they move on from James Franklin, who's next?
I got to say this. I think you just officially made somebody's last name an adjective. Right?
To Franklin?
To describe how they played.
Yeah. Lincoln Riley has peaked at USC. 5-5 since joining the Big Ten in conference play. Once again, a soft USC defense, not me if you've heard this before, gave up 500 yards. This is life in the Big Ten. They'll be average.
It's no, I don't think he's peaked in the Big Ten. I think that he will find ways to transfer, recruit, get quarterbacks. The question is, are they ever going to be physical enough to be in the Big Ten? I don't know, because they weren't physical at Oklahoma. Defense was awful when James Franklin was there. They just could simply outscore teams. But I don't think it's I don't think he's peaked.
I think it's an overreaction because, number one, USC's brand is one of the strongest in the game. And if they can rally around that and commit more money and get more players. And I also think, too, there's an element with Riley for now that it's a little bit like Harbaugh was at Michigan. I need to give it at least one more chance here to kind of achieve what they brought him in for.
So there's a lot of money around USC that they could attract and spend on transfers and recruits. One of the problems is, though, this is one of the athletic departments that is in the absolute worst position because they're about $250 million in debt.
Wow.
Yikes. My focus is on the D.
Oh.
Well, I want to focus on the O because Xavier Worthy fixed the Chiefs' offense. Leading receiver, leading rusher, the Chiefs' offense more dynamic. They finished in the red zone. Mahomes with 4 touchdowns. All is right in Kansas City, thanks to Xavier Worthy.
Well, this is a bit of overreaction. It's one guy for their rushing attack, one guy for their passing attack. Defenses will adjust. But Xavier Worthy, can he play offensive line?
No.
Can he play tackle? No, that goes along with the first question.
Yeah.
So that's where they are struggling the most.
This is an overreaction because Baltimore's D is awful.
Do me. Jackson Dart will save Brian Daboll's job. Daboll will be back in 2026 off the promise of Dart. Look, he wasn't great statistically, but he gave him a little juice, and there will be enough there where they don't want to start over.
No, they'll want to start over. I think there'd be some juice, but I think this is... Brian Daboll is using Jackson Dart as a shield. He will make it to the end of the season so that they don't have to try and confuse a rookie quarterback in the middle of the year. But when the season's over, they'll move on.
Yeah, this is an overreaction. And the thing is that Brian Daboll next year will be entering his last year of his contract. You're going to have him stay in limbo? You're going to give him an extension? No. I mean, he better hope he can save him. He's going to have to be rookie of the year, I think, to save him.
Says Mew, Brian Callahan will be the first coach fired. They've already changed play callers and then got shut out. The quarterback's coming out to the podium saying, "We ass." Well, someone's ass is going to be on the unemployment line, and it's going to be Brian Callahan.
I don't think he's long for the NFL as a head coach, at least now, but I don't think he's the first coach fired. I still think it's Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I agree with John. I think McDaniel's the first one. I think Callahan gets the season. Seriously, it's second year. He's 3-14. But, I mean, I think, who was it? Was it maybe Ken Wisenhunt with the Cardinals that got whacked in Tennessee in less than 2 years?
It's a rookie quarterback. He's starting a rookie quarterback. And this was probably it. We're going to draft him where we do, and you're going to start him. This is a mandate coming from above.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm Batman. The Carolina Panthers will be drafting a new quarterback in April. Bryce Young benched again.
It all depends on where they're drafting. I mean, if they're in the top three, then yes, they will be drafting a new quarterback. If they're not, I think they'll have a new quarterback, whether it's bringing in a Carson Wentz, somebody that's got some experience, that's a backup now, or somebody that's a free agent. I mean, this could be in the next landing spot for Russell Wilson.
He got me on that one. This is an overreaction. He gets one more year, I think. And I don't think they'll draft a quarterback. I think they'll bring in a free agent to challenge him potentially. But they're going to have to decide on the fifth-year option. And I don't think that's going to get picked up right now.
Mo money, mo problems. The Green Bay Packers lack a killer instinct. Defense gave up three straight touchdowns to close out regulation. The Packers settled for a field goal at the end of the fourth and in overtime. LaFleur, 3-5 in playoff games. Love's last two playoff games, two touchdowns, five picks. They can't finish.
I don't think this is an overreaction. And it's when you watch what they've done on the road, you need a killer instinct to be able to put games away on the road. They don't have that. They can do it at home when everything is nice and comfortable and they've got leads and but they can't find a way to do it on the road. I do think that they lack that killer instinct, whether it's being able to put games away defensively, making the big play at the big moment, or it's Jordan Love. How many times do we have to say this? Jordan Love, he's just not an elite quarterback. He's very good and can make a lot of great throws, but not when it matters most.
Yeah, this is not an overreaction. I was stunned when I woke up this morning and saw that Dallas put 40 on him.
And it was a tie?
On that defense, you know, the best defense in the league. How do you give up 436 yards in that situation? I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And those are your overreact gyms. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.